Chapter 12. The ponies were all gathered around Capper, sharing stories from Equestria. Rainbow Dash was deep into her story about the first time she'd ever successfully performed a sonic rain boom, the most epic stunt a Pegasus could attempt, when Rarity trotted over to fix Capper's coat. She'd found some spare thread and a few buttons, and she used her magic to make a few quick expert stitches. "Here you go," Rarity declared as she finished up. "I do apologize. If we were back home, I could have matched the coat from your portrait." The unicorn gestured her hoof to the painting on the wall. "Whoa!" Capper's jaw dropped when he caught his reflection in the mirror. He couldn't believe how much better his coat looked. It was almost like new. But why was Rarity helping him with this? Capper stroked his whiskers and raised his eyebrow. "Okay, what's the catch?"
"Nothing, after all you've done for us," Rarity smiled warmly.
"Consider it a thank you." "Oh, don't thank me. Really." A wave of guilt washed over Capper. What had he done to these poor ponies, who now considered him a friend? He deflated with the weight of his secret. Capper opened his mouth, considering telling them the truth as to why he was being so hospitable, when Twilight Sparkle came rushing into the room.
"We've been looking for the wrong queen," Twilight exclaimed. She unfurled a scroll and laid it on the table. It was a map. The ponies all gathered around to look.
Twilight pointed her hoof at an illustration.
"We don't need the queen of the hippos. We need the queen of the hippogriffs. Part pony, part eagle."
The ponies all turned to Capper for insight on the development. It didn't really add up. Capper scrambled to come up with something.
"Oh, the hippogriffs. Now the trouble with that is no one knows where they are."
Twilight frowned suspiciously. "It says right here they're on the top of Mount Eris."
"Ooh!" Pinkie Pie pointed her hoof at the window. "You mean the mountain right outside?"
Sure enough, far off in the distance was a tall peak surrounded by clouds that looked almost identical to the one in the map's illustration. Twilight couldn't believe Capper had withheld such important information from them when he'd clearly known about the hippogriffs all along. She shot him a disappointed look, folded her map, and turned to her friends.
"Let's go, everypony!"
"Wait!" The cat sprang to the doorway in a panic, blocking the pony's way.
"You can't make it there by yourselves. You need an airship, and, lucky for you, I can get you a ride."
Twilight narrowed her eyes and pushed past him.
"I think we can get there on our own."
But when she opened the door, a big, naked mole rat, thankfully not literally naked in his raggedy suit and top hat, stood waiting outside. He smiled, exposing his sickly yellow teeth.
"Here's Virko,"
he laughed with a sneaky satisfaction. He leaned past Twilight and met Capper's eyes.
"These ponies better shoot rainbow lasers out of their eyes if they're gonna settle your debt, Capper."
He gestured to a gigantic cage on wheels behind him.
"Let's load 'em up."
The ponies gasped in horror. Capper was going to sell them?
Applejack shook her head in disappointment, and Rarity had to fan herself with her hoof to get over the shock of it all.
What a double-crossing, good-for-nothing feline scoundrel!
All Capper did in reply was tug on his coat collar and laugh nervously. That confirmed his guilt. Virko scampered in, his naked mole rat feet scratching against the floor. He had just begun to size up the ponies when a faint sparking sound came from outside. Clip-clop, clip-clop. The sound of hooves followed, and a shadowy figure appeared in the outline of the doorway. Silly little ponies.
Tempest!
Twilight gasped. Her worst fears were starting to come true. She and her friends were going to be captured, and they would never be able to save Equestria. Every pony was visibly shaken. Fluttershy cowered behind the others in fear.
"Trusting strangers, I see."
Tempest Shadow motioned at Capper and trotted in, raising a confident brow.
"Big mistake. Big.
Huge,
Grubber added, following his master. Verko, the sales mole, scrambled over to the new guests. Maybe he could make a quick bit off this strange pony, too. He took Tempest's cheeks in his claws and squashed them around.
Scary broken horn. What tricks do you know, my little pony wony?
Tempest's horn sparked menacingly. Suddenly, she sent a shock of lightning at Verko. It was now or never. Twilight and her friends had to make good use of this moment of chaos.
Go, go,
Twilight whispered as she opened the window with her magic. The ponies sprang into action. They were all out the window, map in tow, before Verko even hit the floor from Tempest's stunning blast. When Tempest saw Twilight fly out the window, she began to sizzle with rage. Get her now! She called out to her storm guard, stomping her hoof on the ground. Tempest didn't understand what was happening. How could that little princess have escaped her grasp a second time? Tempest had underestimated the purple pony, but one thing was for sure. Twilight Sparkle wouldn't escape again. Tempest Shadow and the Storm King would make sure of that.